Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Friday, September 19th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. In casting news, Bob the Drag Queen will be making his Broadway debut early next year as Harold Ziedler in Moulin Rouge. Born Christopher Delamar Caldwell, he is a comedian, actor, podcast host, and New York Times best-selling author. He is best known as the Season 8 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race and was also a contestant on Season 3 of The Traitors. Caldwell will join Moulin Rouge on January 27th and for an 8-week limited run through March 22nd. Ziedler is currently being played by Wayne Brady through November 9th. Robert Petkoff, who currently plays Ziedler in the show's national touring production, assumes the role in New York from November 11th through January 25th. Bob the Drag Queen's replacement will be announced later. Moulin Rouge runs at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. This Monday, the 22nd, Liberation is opening its in-person box office at the James Earl Jones Theater. The first 125 guests to purchase tickets that morning upon a 10 a.m. opening will be able to book for preview performances of their choice from October 8th to October 23rd for just $19.70. There is a maximum of 6 tickets per order. The box office will also be giving away commemorative Liberation-branded buttons to all those who purchase tickets during that time frame. And finally, the play will also be offering a 24-hour flash sale starting on Monday, both in person and online at telecharge.com. Liberation begins previews October 8th, officially opens on October 28th, and runs through January 11th. Some new music just released. The Queen of Versailles has announced that it will be releasing an original Broadway cast recording, although a release date has not yet been revealed. The new musical reunites lead actress Kristen Chenoweth with her Wicked composer Stephen Schwartz for the first time in over 2 decades. Inside the District has a first listen at one of the songs from the forthcoming release. Here's Chenoweth performing Caviar Dreams.
Tonight my friends are all be hanging at the hotel mall, where time moves slower than the sun's banana. It's just another Friday evening in what you could call our slice of lower middle class Americana. But where I wanna be seems farther than those distant stars, far from those avalanche chain restaurants and moral bars, out where another kind of lifestyle.
The full song is now streaming. The Queen of Versailles begins Broadway previews at the St. James Theater on October 8th before an opening night on November 9th. And finally today, just a friendly reminder that this year's Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS flea market and grand auction will take place on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on West 44th and 45th Streets between Broadway and 8th Avenues. It's one of Broadway's most exciting days of the year, one where fans can purchase hidden treasures, show memorabilia, and exclusive theater experiences in exchange for a good cause. To view live auction and silent auction lots, see this year's list of stars appearing at the autograph table set up in front of Junior's Restaurant in Schubert Alley, and take a look at the event map, visit BroadwayCares.org. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.